Listeners provide essential funding for the KGOU PM News Brief and news reports available in podcast, online, and on the air. We are in our spring fundraiser. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. Two grocery stores in Norman are set to close. State lawmakers are considering a ballot measure on Medicaid expansion. And some tribal nations receive federal funding for road safety improvements. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 27th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Two of Norman's three Homeland grocery stores are set to close within the next 45 days. KGOU's Tegan Smith has details.
Homeland announced the closures of its locations on Alameda Street and Robinson Street as part of a broader restructuring that also affects stores in Edmond and Lawton. The company's remaining Norman location on Lindsay Street will stay open. In a social media statement, Homeland says it is closing, consolidating, and marketing select stores for sale in order to build what it calls a stronger foundation for the future. The company says it will attempt to place affected employees into open positions elsewhere within the organization. Homeland also announced several store consolidations, with two United Supermarket locations in Clinton and Elk City set to reopen as Homeland stores on July 1st. I'm Tegan Smith.
The Oklahoma State Board of Education approved a new set of social studies standards on Thursday, sending them to the state legislature. Oklahoma Voice reports the standards remove Bible lessons and polarizing content about COVID-19 and the 2020 election that caused controversy last year. State Superintendent Lyndall Fields said public input led to minor adjustments, but the final draft largely mirrors previous standards. The legislature can accept, reject, or amend the standards. The proposed lessons would take effect if lawmakers do not act. Public schools could begin teaching the updated standards in the 2026-27 school year. State lawmakers passed a measure that would put a state question on Medicaid expansion before voters. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the policy could open the door for changes to coverage.
House Bill 4440 by House Speaker Kyle Hilbert and Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton proposes an amendment to the state constitution that would remove Medicaid expansion and place it into state statute. There, Oklahoma lawmakers could amend or repeal it. Hilbert says,
putting Medicaid expansion in our constitution was a mistake. It ties the hands of the legislature, who's elected to represent the people of Oklahoma, and limits our ability to address the pressing needs that we have.
House Minority Leader Cindy Munson says she worries Oklahomans could lose access to coverage. That impact, she says, is felt by all Oklahomans.
When folks go to emergency rooms, that cost then falls on us, all of us that do have health care. Our premiums go up. The cost has to go somewhere.
The measure passed with a vote of 74 to 18. It now heads to the Senate. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says 12 tribal nations in Oklahoma are set to receive more than $2 million in safety grants. Thomas Pablo reports the funding is designed to reduce roadway deaths and injuries.
Cherokee, Seminole, and Muscogee nations are among the tribes receiving grant money from the Federal Tribal Transportation Program Safety Fund. Most of that money will go toward a roundabout project for the absentee Shawnee Tribe of Indians. That will reportedly amount to $1.3 million. The Cherokee Nation will use another $500,000 for its Steely Hollow Road Safety Project near Tahlequah. The federal government also says the Seneca, Cayuga, and Modoc Nations in far northeast Oklahoma are developing their first ever safety plans using a portion of the funds. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.